Hi there, Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice Dyer in the Magnus Protocol. As part of the Magnus Archive's 10th anniversary, Rusty Quill is hosting a special Magnus Live show at the upcoming Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield. Join co-creators Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell on the 5th of July for a new iteration of our live show, Statement Begins, where you can hear fan-favourite statements such as Anglerfish, Red Live, and gain exclusive insights into the creation and history of the show straight from the creators themselves. You can buy your tickets now, including limited numbers of meet and greet tickets, from crossedwires.live or the link in the description of this episode.
Hi everyone, it's Lowry, voice of Celia in the Magnus Protocol. Today we are sharing an exciting episode from one of the podcasts on the RQ network, Gals and Goblins. Gals and Goblins is an actual play TTRPG podcast that loosely follows the rules of Dungeons and Dragons and strictly follows the rule of cool. It's the first day of school. In this first episode, titled All Aboard the Owlcat Bus, meet the gals. Sawyer Cinderfoot, Lily Purserfield, Morahan Star, Maddie Lamb, Esther of House Ruadon, Campbell Duffy, and Beans, Olivia Rose McCain, as they embark on their first adventure together on their way to Frogmont Adventuring Academy for Young Women. Will they make it to Lorelei Village? What will they encounter on their first adventure in the magical realm of Eldravale? They don't know exactly what the future holds, but we can assure you there will be shenanigans and friendship galore. To listen to more brilliant episodes, search Gals and Goblins wherever you listen to podcasts. Click the link in the show notes or find more information at rustyquill.com. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Welcome to Gals and Goblins, an adventure podcast that loosely follows the rules of Dungeons and Dragons and strictly follows the rules of cool. I am your Goblin Master, Jared Voswinkle, and with me are the gals, Lily Purserfield.
Sawyer Cinderfoot, the future Arcana Ball champion of Frogmont Academy.
Hell yeah. Maddie Lamb.
Morgan Star, Frogmont's cutest dose of chaos.
Campbell Duffy.
Esther of House Ruadon, the 15th child of the Lord and Lady of Stormbreak.
And Olivia Rose McCain.
Beans. Running towards the school bell like cat out of hell.
Alright, welcome to the realm of Eldravale. Only decades ago, the magical continent was plunged into war between the stars and the hells over a mysterious object. To prepare future generations, the family of Eldravale send their children to the great adventuring academies on quests of profound importance. However, after years without conflict, these schools have delved into the shells of their former prestige. Our story begins with four unlikely heroes.
Oh, wait, that's cute!
All right, so the sun is just starting to rise. We see rays of pink and oranges peering over the horizon. We see a little halfling girl standing on the side of a road next to a sign with a frog-like creature on it called a bullywug. The halfling's name is Sawyer Cinderfoot. Lily, would you like to describe your character?
Sawyer is a very round, stout halfling. She has two thick braids and bangs that cut straight across her forehead. And then she has round, rosy cheeks and round, wire glasses. She's wearing a hand-me-down Frogmont Letterman jacket over her uniform. And from behind her right shoulder, kind of poking out, is the handle of an ornate longsword.
Hell yeah. Great, great description. Okay.
And she is vibrating with excitement.
So you've only ever really seen the regular bus stop here, the one that you're at, whenever it took you to school. It comes much later than the time that you're at. It's very early in the morning. But this is where the acceptance letter told you to go, to be at the bus stop. What is Sawyer thinking right now? Like, you said you're vibrating and stuff. What's going on in that little halfling head of yours?
Sawyer is kind of going over, I think she's going over what she's going to write in her journal tonight.
Okay.
And if you were to come up and ask her what her day has looked like so far, she would say...
Something interrupts this thought real quick. Give me a perception check.
Oh. It's a five.
Okay. At this point, you start getting like a weird feeling, like kind of in the pit of your stomach. Like you're like... You don't know what the feeling is. Is it like, oh, am I nervous to go? Is something gonna happen? Like, what's like, you start kind of feeling uneasy.
Yeah, no, just the thought of
and
that crystal ball.
You feel like someone is maybe like watching you or something. What do you want to do?
I guess, are there any, just kind of whirl around and maybe like, is there kind of like a bus stop that I can like look behind? Like,
so, like, to describe it a little bit more, the entire like neighborhood is behind you. Mm-hmm. So those little hobbit holes that are kind of cookie cutter houses almost. So if something was watching you, you would think the only way of cover would be from the houses behind you.
Okay, weird. I guess I don't want to trespass, but can I just kind of creep up over there? And
yeah. So, well, I'm going to say, so as you turn around, you see this large figure jumping from the tops of the houses, like the hills over, and you can't really see. But as it gets close, like, you hear it is strong and very agile. You see two floating, glowing orbs that are on this thing.
I'm gonna yell up at it. Hey, are you going to Frogmont too? I'm waiting for them to pick me up.
This thing like picks up speed, and you also see that it has like wings on its back, and you now see that it has these paws that are like a big cat, and it has these talons that are like a bird coming out of it. And its face looks like a tawny owl, and the glowing orbs are its eyes. And it has this kind look to its face, its little owl face. And on its back is this bus-like thing. And it just jumps until it gets up next to you. And you see that, weirdly enough, there is an inside to it that looks like a bus. And there is a little goblin who has long pointy ears and a tiny nose. And he has these thick glasses on his face that are like bottles, basically. They pull up to the bus stop and he goes like,
"Hey, all aboard."
Oh, hey, looks like you are going to Frogmont.
Yeah, get on in.
Thanks.
As you get up, like this owl cat, like the inside, like opens up and like these stairs kind of form out of fur, and you climb on in, and this little goblin reaches his hand out and he goes, "Hi, my name's Gilbo."
"Hi, Gilbo. My name's Sawyer. It's very nice to meet you."
"Nice to meet you."
I'm going to Frogmont."
"Oh, well, I guess I'll take you to Frogmont. Well, I'll get you as close as I can to Frogmont, but yeah, you're on your way to Frogmont."
"Oh, wow, I can't believe it. Thank you so much."
You sit down in one of the fur-covered seats on this Owlcat bus, and you guys take off. We are now going to transition to this mountainside, where we settle in on some docks that are hanging off the side of the cliff. And it looks like shipping docks, but they have their own bus stops. Campbell, would you like to describe your character?
Esta is a very tall elf. She has short little pointed ears, very long features, bright blue eyes, and the longest blonde hair you've ever seen. She has very intricate braids at the top of her head. And she is wearing sort of a silvery blue shirt with a little bow at the top of the buttons.
So you're standing at these kind of docks. There is 4 bus stops. There's one that's furthest away from you. You can't really discern what it is. It gets made out of brass, but it's dirty and it's grimy and it looks like no one's even looked at it in who knows how many years. There's one closer to you that is a large black rock formation, and you can kind of see a sign on it that says Brimstone Academy. And then the one that's further to your left is this beautiful golden sign with these light blue accents that says Valkyrie High on it. And then the one in front of you is this very small wooden uncared for sign that has a picture of a bullywug on it.
I'm kind of standing in front of all of them. I can either choose the bus stop that's going to take me to Weaselbee, where I would have to attend school for 6 years before being transferred to Valkyrie, where all of my 14 older siblings have gone.
You are completely alone on this dock. And so do you walk up to the...
Very carefully walk up to the Frogmont one because okay. I realize how rickety it is.
Yeah.
But...
So you walk up to it and the sign is at your feet. And as soon as you get close to the edge, this rush of wind goes over you as this giant owl cat thing flies in front of you, circles around, and then lands right in front of the dock. And then you see a little goblin and a halfling inside. And the goblin says, Frogmont?
Yes, please.
All right, get on in.
I step in.
Y'all see each other now. What are you?
Hi, you must be going to Frogmont.
Yes, hello.
Wow, I'm Sawyer. Nice to meet you.
I'm Esta. Nice to meet you too.
I bet you're so excited. I am too. And don't let my Letterman jacket freak you out. I'm sure they'll have a uniform for you. This is actually my mom's. It's a hand-me-down.
That's wonderful. do you mind if I sit next to you?
Oh yeah, sure, come on.
Okay.
And with that, we are going to transition over to this dense forest. There are these very tall trees that have these bioluminescent flowers and vines, a lot of castles, very pretty foresty kind of vibe going on. We see a bunch of leaves falling from these trees, and we go to a singular bus stop with a bullywug on it. Maddie, would you like to describe your character?
Yeah. Morgan is, she's a cute little elf. She's around 5'8", and she's definitely shiny from running through the forest. She's got, like, these medium-length elf ears that, like, are definitely disproportional to her face size.
Oh.
She's got this really long red hair and these really bright green eyes, like, the forest around her, and she likes to wear, like, green capes and green clothes to, like, match the forest, and she's got a sprinkle of freckles all throughout her face.
Awesome. Okay, so Morrigan, you're standing there in the forest, and you start hearing seeds hitting the ground around you. You look up, because one barely misses your head, and you see this kind of bigger seed. It's still probably half the size of your palm, and it's like flittering down as it has kind of a sprout coming out of the top of it, and it has these two leaves that are kind of acting as propellers as it floats down. You also notice that it has little legs. It's trying hard to figure out where to land. What do you do?
I go and I hold my hand out, like, to act as a landing for this little guy.
This little guy lands on your hand. It's just a large seed with little legs with a sprout out of it, and then it just kind of like nestles into your hand. And as it touches your hand, give me an arcana check.
13.
Okay, there's something, obviously, there's something magical about this seed. You don't know what it is exactly yet, but it almost restores you a little bit. From your run, you know, you said that you were sweaty from running it. It kind of makes you less fatigued. And as you're looking down at the seed, you don't even notice that a giant owl cat bus has landed in front of you, and there is now a halfling and another elf, right? Mm-hmm. And a goblin in this bus, and they're like, "You going to Frogmont?"
I look up from the little seed that I have definitely been staring at this entire time and go, "Oh, hi."
Hi. Frogmont, yes or no? We got a schedule to keep.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Let me grab my backpack real quick.
Okay, are you... Is it on the ground or?
Yeah, I left it. Like,
you left it? Okay, well, we gotta go. You know what? Forget the backpack.
It's okay.
Forget the backpack.
Fine,
we gotta go. All right, get on. Okay, you get on, and now you see this halfling and this other elf.
Another wug joins the bunch.
God.
Hi. Hi, I'm Sawyer.
Hi, I'm Morrigan.
I'm Esta.
It's nice to meet y'all.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. You can squeeze in on our bench if you want.
Okay, I walk over and I plop myself right in between them on top of both of their legs.
Alrighty, so you guys are all sitting in this chair, And the owlcat blasts off into the sky. Gilbo looks back. He goes, well, all right. That's everyone. Time to make it our way to Frogmont. And you guys start flying. You guys fly for some time, probably like an hour. You guys are kind of chasing the sun, so it's still dark beneath you. And then you see off into the distance, fire erupt from the forest. Flash of red, it goes streaking across the sky. The owlcat bus yowls a little bit. And Gilbo goes, now, calm down there, Sarah. Calm down. And I had another name for it, but I forgot what it was.
I'm so glad
Sarah
now.
Sarah starts just yowling and aiming towards this comeuppance that's happening in the forest. Everyone give me perception checks.
8.
I think we've been, is that in that one?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's just a perception check.
But I have +5 to perception.
+5.
It's a 6.
You're so scared. You are like in between the seats. What'd you get, Esta?
16.
Okay. Your eyes go towards that streak of red that is flying across the sky. And it's going back and forth. And that is the thing that is like causing these fires. You see that it is a giant red sword that is glowing. You see it go out and then it comes back to a giant gauntleted hand. And you look at this being and it's about 7 foot tall. It has this rotting armor and with barbed wire that is like wrapped around it and this huge door-like shield. And then it catches the sword and then it throws it out again like 40 or 50 feet. And then you follow where it's throwing it at. And then you see a smaller figure running through the bushes. Olivia, would you like to describe your character?
Yes. Beans is a small little tabaxi boy standing about 3 feet tall. Imagine if you took just a little kitty that drank too much milk and put him up on its hind legs. And that is exactly what Beans looks like. Too full of milk at all times. His fur is like just the dingiest brown you've ever seen. And like it's weird because cats aren't usually just brown, but he's just brown and he has yellow little eyes and he just has like black like wraps around his arms and his hands. But that's it. That's all his clothes.
Okay. You see this little cat guy running for his freaking life away from this giant, the demonic knight that is running after him. What do you do?
Gilbo?
Yeah? What's up?
I think there's someone down there that we should help.
Listen, y'all, I got a tight schedule that I need to keep, so I don't know if we can just make
any
detours.
Screw the schedule. Can't you see what's happening?
Sarah just like...
Sarah agrees with me.
Gilbo, there's someone in danger.
Gilbo's like, all right. And then it's like, it's a steering wheel, but it's just Sarah's like fur skin, basically. So he just kind of tugs on it to the right as y'all bank down and start flying above this little cat that's running.
Can Beans. I reach my hands out of the window?
Yeah.
Is it like cat bus?
Yeah.
Like,
Sarah,
you know?
Yeah, Sarah like opens up her like little windows and you can reach out for Beans.
Okay, I have both my hands out reaching for this little cat.
Beans is running as fast as his little legs can carry him. He goes, yes, I'll take hands. Yes, come here.
Hey, the sword flies in between your hands and then it like causes a fire like all the way up ahead and then it flies back in between y'all's hands.
Whoa!
you guys, so you like grab onto each other?
Yeah.
Okay, you pull Beans into Sarah and y'all start flying away. And you just immediately pull up and away from this figure. And as you guys look back, you see the sun touches this giant creature and it like is staring up at Sarah and you guys. And it just like dissolves into dust as the sun touches it. Y'all are all on this bus now.
So that just happened.
Morgan stands up from between the seats and goes, what just happened?
Beans is going to stand up, dust himself off, and be like, thank you for grabbing me. And then look,
He looks at his pocket. No, he doesn't. He doesn't have a pocket. He's just a cat.
You can have pockets.
In his fur pocket that he has,
yeah.
He pulls out a little journal and looks at it and is like, okay. And then puts it back and he goes, hello, my name Beans. What is... hello.
Hi, I'm Sawyer.
Hello, Sawyer. What? Everybody else name?
I'm Morrigan.
Morrigan, yes.
Esther.
Thank you, Esther. Thank you for... Your hands are very soft. That's wonderful to grab.
Yeah, that was a good hustle, Esther.
Thank you.
I'm still not quite sure what happened, but that's okay.
Long story short, we got a new passenger.
Our first heroic moment, I think, of the year, of our Frogmont.
Oh, that
career?
Guy?
Oh, yeah.
I could have taken that guy.
Yeah, who was that guy?
As you say, like, I could have taken that guy, and who was that guy? Give me perception checks.
Please.
One. That's a 9.
4.
12.
Okay, you guys keep flying, and I'll make a roll. Okay. Just as Gilbo says, hang on, this like blast hits Sarah. And Sarah like lets out a yelp. And you guys can now see there's like y'all have been flying like in between these hills, and in the shadows of one of the hills, the giant knight is standing, the barbed wire knight is standing there with his sword, and he catches it back again. And Gilbo's like, oh, we gotta get out of Dodge.
Okay, maybe Beans was over exaggerating a bit. That guy is a little bit the problem.
You said, wait, you can take him, right? Maybe you need to get off Sarah and to take care of him.
I was maybe hyperbolizing.
What? Stop saying those big words at me.
Over exaggerating? I'm sorry, didn't get your name.
Gilbo.
Gilbo, hello.
Hello, and this is Sarah, and he pats just around him.
Beans takes in the fact that Sarah is part cat and is like, I don't really... This is a bit of conflict of interest, but I'm just going to pretend it's not happening, just like a lot of things anyway. I don't know. You guys fighters, what training you have?
You guys
all your life, yeah?
Get jolted again as Sarah gets hit with another blast. And you guys are flying pretty high in the sky right now. And Gilbo looks at you guys and he's like, I don't know how much more Sarah can take. We gotta get out of here. Can y'all like throw something at her or throw at that guy or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I say, yeah, Beans. You could say I've been training my whole life. Then I say to Gilbo, okay, Gilbo, when I say the word, turn sideways and dump us out.
Wait, what?
Whoa. Beans just got off ground. I don't know if Beans wants
to. He's
to
like,
get
I
back
can't
on.
Let y'all out near that guy. He looks way too powerful.
Well, what if we trick him? Sarah, does she have stealth mode?
Sarah, do you have stealth mode? Somebody give me a luck check.
Fuck it.
Doesn't matter.
Beans will do it. It's a 9.
Okay.
Sorry, everyone.
Sarah gets hit one more time with the sword, and Gilbo stands up and is like, I gotta get y'all out of here. It's my duty to take care of y'all and get y'all from point A to point B. We're gonna land over there at that little building, and you guys see a building on the top of a hill that's covered in the sun already. It's not like there's gonna be no more shadows on it as the sun is coming up. And he goes, and then I'm gonna drop you off, and then Sarah and I will distract this guy. How's that sound?
But what about Sarah? I thought
we need a ride.
Sarah's already taken a few hits. I think we can take this guy.
You train whole life?
Yeah.
Esther train whole life?
Yes.
Morrigan train whole life?
Yeah, sure.
If we're talking Arcano Ball, I basically popped out of the womb.
Gilbo,
trained.
Gilbo yeah, talk about grabs Beans and says, I'll distract him, make it to the coast, find Lorelei Village, and then he shouts, all right, Sarah, we gotta go. And then Sarah tucks in her wings and flies straight down towards this building and flings you guys out in front of this building and then flies up and away from you.
Beans rolls way too.
And that was like all of you. You guys are all out of there. You guys tuck and roll out of this owl cat bus, and you guys see Sarah and Gilbo flying off into the distance, and you see the sword being thrown at them and then coming back and then being thrown at them again and then coming back.
Okay, Wugs, Let's hustle. If we make it to Lorelei Village in time, we get
to... I'm going to be honest. I don't think there will be much to help when we... You know what? Great idea. Yes, let's go.
We're just going to leave him to die?
What do you know about this person?
Not much. But Beans knows not good. Sent by not good people. Beans is... never mind. Let's go. Beans just takes off.
Okay, like, give me...
You can't imagine how
Give me like a is. Survival check, everyone.
13.
19.
5.
Okay, so you got like a 20, 22 then? Okay. You guys don't know where Lorelei Village is.
Oh, shit.
But Morrigan remembered that it's on the coast.
Okay.
You guys are in front of this like tiny hut and surrounded by forest.
Beans is just running. I don't think it's quite towards the coast, but not quite towards the forest. It's a little
okay
in between the two.
There was nobody in the hut.
You guys have not.
You tell me.
Okay. I have said
no one else thought of that.
I've said that there's a hut. I've said that there's a hut and nothing around. Three times. Oh my God. You guys have not gave me an investigation. Beans.
There's probably someone who can help us in the hut.
Oh.
Beans runs all the way back and goes, oh, that's a good idea. Beans.
Okay.
You guys walk towards this hut. As you get closer, you can kind of hear music coming from within and talking, especially like loud laughing. As y'all walk towards this hut, and as you get closer, you see that it's actually an inn and a tavern called the Howling Goose. What do y'all do?
I walk straight in.
Yeah, I was gonna say Morrigan says, "Oh, music!" and sprints.
Okay, you burst open into this tavern, and you see that there are quite a few people inside. It's really early morning, so there's a couple adventurers like quietly eating their breakfast. There is a dragonborn barmaid who's behind the bar, and she looks like she's cooking up something. And then the loud voices that you hear are these three big barbarians who are in the middle at this table. There's a ton of empty flagons around them. They have a bag that's at their feet. They look like they've been up all night, just kind of causing a ruckus. And it looks also like, give me an insight check.
Critical failure.
3.
Okay.
11.
So you notice that everyone kind of looks sick of these barbarians in the middle, and the barmaid shoots y'all a look as y'all walk in. The biggest barbarian guy, he's in the middle of shouting like, "Oi, oh lizard lady, where's our food?" And then he notices you guys and he's like, "Oi, get these nice young ladies whatever they want on us." And then he throws like some gold pieces into this like flagon that already has some other gold in it, and there's like leftover ale.
I make a wide berth around these barbarians, walk straight up to the dragonborn barmaid, and I say, "Hello, we're looking for Lorelei Village. We're meant to go to Frogmont. We are completely lost. We ran into some trouble, and we just need some directions getting to Lorelei Village."
"Yeah, well, I wish I could tell you where Lorelei Village is, but that village has been hidden for about 100 years.
Morgan runs right up to the barbarians and goes, "Hey, yo, you paying?" And picks up their glass of ale.
The biggest one, like, turns and slowly looks at you with, like, the mean look.
While that's happening, can Beans look at the bag? Right? You said there was a bag.
Yeah, give me an investigation check.
Yeah. Can he, like, do it stealthily? Like.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me a stealth check.
Yeah. Fuck. 11.
Okay, I'm going to roll for them. They also got an 11. -1. They're not very perceptive. They're not very wise. You can investigate. So you aren't seen. Give me an investigation check.
Nice.
11.
You feel it's a pretty protected bag that they're keeping away from everyone else. It's like cinched up.
Mm.
If you want to investigate some more, I can say, but you're going to have to give me another stealth check.
I'm gonna keep them occupied while Beans is looking through the bags and be like, "Hey, yo, so you said you're paying for one round, right?" Okay. So, like, does that round start now?
I'll say you can roll with advantage.
Dirty 20.
Okay. You can tell. Actually, let me just make sure. Okay, they got a 16 minus 1, 15. So you can tell that this bag is, like, moving slowly. And with a dirty 20, you can kind of hear, like, a... and then they look to you, Morrigan. They're like, yeah, we should have some food coming over. And they look at the Dragonborn, who is, like, finishing up their food and bringing it over.
I'm going to go up to Morrigan and kind of, like, kind of drag your arm and be like, hey, I don't think you should be drinking that.
Morgan's like, no, I got this. And then she's like, hey, yo, buddies, after we get some food in you, can we ask some questions?
Can Beans uncinch?
What kind of questions? And then what?
Can Beans uncinch the bag?
Give me a stealth check. I'll say not advantage on this time.
17.
They got a 9. You can start, like, uncinching the bag. It's, like, tightened very tightly. Like, they clearly don't want what's getting out of this bag to get out. You can give me a sleight of hand check.
Can I, like, is there anything I could roll to sense, like, because these guys seem like bad news. So is it probably something in this bag is not bad news? Like, can I do any insight? I don't know. Is there anything
yeah, sure.
I
can... Give me an insight check.
On the lump in the bag?
Yeah.
Yes, I'd like to do an insight check on the lump. 18.
These
What's
are,
that lump
these
thinking?
Are,
what are the vibes?
I'm just going to say this. These are very rude men who are being super mean to this dragonborn lady, and clearly, like, all of the bar, like, the inn, the tavern, like, hate these guys, probably because they've been loud all night. But these aren't good guys. And in the bag, if he's protecting it, you would assume that it's something that is they want to keep, or they don't want to be out against them. So maybe the enemy of my enemy is my friend, or...
So to open it, did you say sleight of hand? Or could I, like, muscle it open?
I'll say sleight of hand.
Get in there. Oh.
It's a 9.
Okay, you start fiddling with this thing. I'm going to say, give me another stealth check with disadvantage.
Can I start talking to them?
He's been down there for a while, so...
7.
Feel this big, meaty hand on your head. Oi! What are you doing down there?
Meow.
Whose cat is this?
Meow.
That's mine. I'm so sorry.
He holds you up and he shakes you around a little bit.
I very quickly run over and I pick him up by the armpits.
You take Beans away. And
good trick, yes?
There is... There is Very this one of the barbarians is like, he was trying to look at our bag there.
I would like to use the message cantrip.
Yeah.
So stealthily, I'm going to point my finger at the one all the way on the left, and I'm going to say, your friend to the right of you has stolen all of your gold.
Since it's, like, not a spell that alters their minds, and it's not like a charm or something like that. It just sounds like somebody whispered it to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So give me a deception with disadvantage.
Oh. The first one was an 8 and the second one was a 15, so it's an 8.
He looks over at the guy next to him. He's like, Eric, did you take my goat? Then Eric is going to be like, no. And he's going to be like, oh, who said that? Who told me that someone took my gold?
Sawyer is still, like, dragging on Moore's arm and is like, stranger danger! Didn't your parents ever tell you about stranger danger?
Meow.
Nope.
Good cat impression, Beans.
Meow.
Sawyer, you need to get out of here.
Wait, no, you need to get out of here.
I got a plan.
Do you want to see what's in the bag?
Meow.
You see he, like, reaches down for the bag, and then as he, like, straightens up, he, like, draws his sword.
Oh.
So it looks like he was going for the bag, and then he goes, I tricked ya.
Meow.
Can I sneakily throw a sleeping dart?
Oh.
I'm gonna say you can do this with a surprise round, and if they notice it, we're gonna start initiative. and it's going to be bad.
You want to start initiative?
No, I feel like I've already made a decision.
Could be fun.
Follow through.
Yeah, roll to attack first.
Oh my god.
Five. I think it
okay.
Will.
Now roll stealth or sleight of hand.
I'm going to try a different dice. That's a 20. It's a dirty 20.
Awesome.
But it's a 20.
You throw this dart and it like slams against a wooden wall. And like nobody notices. Everyone just kind of continues about their drinking. So we're not going to enter initiative yet because okay. Nothing has happened. But these guys are standing over this bag that Beans heard a whimper and felt it move.
But the rest of us did not.
Are they
hear that, correct?
Yeah.
Whoa, you guys seem awfully protective of that bag.
Well, it's our stuff. Wouldn't we want to protect our stuff? Oh, you want me to take your sword from you?
No, you better back off. You already grabbed my friend, and that was over the line.
Yeah, exactly. So Don't grab my bag.
I didn't.
Why are you raising your hand over there?
Hey. I want to say something.
Gentlemen, you seem like very, very experienced adventurers.
Yeah.
We are trying to make our way to Frogmont, and we ran into a bit of trouble on our Owlcat bus and have been dumped here in the middle of the forest. If you would be so kind, we will stop touching your back. I don't mind.
Thank you.
What is in there? I apologize.
Thank you.
I apologize for my friend's impoliteness.
Yeah. Very impolite.
Yes, I'm very sorry about my cat. He's a little frisky.
Bad. Bad kitty. And he points a meaty finger at
you. Yes, bad kitty.
Hey, he's hissing at me.
Wondering, since you seem like very experienced adventurers, if you would be able to help us get to Lorelei Village, or at least close to where anyone thinks it might be. We've heard it's hidden, but we need to get there in order to get to Frogmont.
I have no idea what that is.
Everyone give me insight checks.
Oh. Two.
Six.
16.
13.
You two notice that he just lied. Like, you guys kind of notice the guys behind him shift uneasily.
And not very good adventurer if you don't know where Lorelei Village is.
Yeah, you don't know where it is either.
Me
I can tell that you the blank.
Yeah.
Wait, he's talking now. He's
meow.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Meow.
Sir, I believe you do know.
Well, even if I did, why would I tell you?
Well, you know, we've been nothing but kind since we got here, so...
That's a bit stretch.
You know what? You're right. And then he takes a second and he goes, go to the coast and just walk along the coast.
Which way?
You'll find it.
That seems very...
To the left of the sun whenever it's going up.
Thank you very much, sir. This has been very, very helpful.
Hey, no problem.
I grab everyone's hands. I drag us out of the tavern.
He like kicks the bag and like a little like happens.
Turns around and she goes, "You have an animal in there."
He's like, "Might as well," but he's like, "It's not an animal."
You guys all heard that, right?
Can I do a perception check? Sorry.
Yeah, sure. You can give me a perception check
to see if it's an animal
or like an insight at whatever.
Yeah, it's 10.
10. You don't know. I'll say that Beans told you that he heard something moving in there.
Something whimpered. It moved. Alive, yes. Animal? Aren't we all animals? That's what Beans likes to say. Esta.
So real, Beans.
Esta, look at me. Find it in your heart. We have to help the small thing in bag. What if it was me in bag? What if that big thing out there put me in the bag and then came and drank at the tavern?
Yeah, it's the right thing to do to help them.
Just before we leave, how much are you being paid to deliver that, whatever is in that bag, to wherever you are taking it?
Give me a persuasion check.
Oh. 16.
You know, about upwards of 10,000 gold.
Do we have that right?
That's a lot of gold.
What do you... No, let her go. Meow.
These earrings would get each of you 10,000 gold.
Good deal,
he, give me a luck check to see how valuable they are.
They're two. Those are two.
Give me a deception. And the DC is going to be higher because they are cheap.
It's 11.
Okay. The one of the scrawniest of the barbarians like runs up to you and like grabs the earrings and is like,
these ain't worth 500 gold apiece.
And then he drops them on the floor in front of you.
What, are you appraiser now? Thought you were adventurer.
I'm experienced.
What the hell does that
actually mean? He has a different one. He goes, I'm experienced.
Well, when you put it that way, I don't think so.
What are you? Just a little cat. And hey, he's talking.
Hey,
no, you're talking. Yeah, he's talking.
Yeah. You're hearing things. Yeah.
Well, all right. You all
what's in the bag?
Have been asking a lot of questions, and we could just silence you right here.
Can I start a riot?
No. Whoa. Bean says no.
All right.
He gets like really serious and he bends down to look at the cat, Beans, who has been talking or meowing.
All right. You leave right now or I take her head off.
And then he points at Sawyer.
You know, big ugly looking motherfucker.
Oh. Beans doesn't like when you threaten Beans' friends. And Beans is going to enter a rage.
Oh. And his little eyes are going to fill with fire.
As you say, motherfucker, he goes to swing at Sawyer. And you can look at my thing. And the mic caught it. I rolled a nat 20 to take a swing, as you called him, an ugly motherfucker to his face. So I'm going to roll this damage real quick, and then we're going to roll initiative. So y'all can roll initiative right now if you want.
Okay.
He rolled really low in his damage. He only got like 3.
I knew you could take it.
Okay.
I got a 6.
16. Nat 20.
Woo!
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So he takes this swing at Sawyer and like nicks you on the shoulder.
You're going to have to swing harder than that to take me down.
All right. I will.
That is spirit.
Esta, you go first.
Immediate magic missile.
Okay.
12 damage.
Nice.
What do your missiles look like?
One at each dude.
So Esta... immediately, as soon as this guy swings, reaches her hands out, and 3 strikes of lightning hit each of these barbarians.
Cool. Hell yeah. Okay. That is going to be Beans.
Beans is going to turn to the tavern around him and say, aren't you all sick of these big bullies, everyone? Eh?
Riot!
They have something in this bag that is whimpering and doesn't deserve to be in the bag, I'm sure. Aren't you all going to help us?
Give me a persuasion check.
Riot.
Something I am not is persuasive. But it is an 18, so you probably have to do what I say.
18. I'm going to say this is how this is going to work. To get a room of people to just fight... a group of like big burly men. We're gonna say that this is like a 2-check thing. So you pass on this first check, people start standing up and they look like they want to fight.
Great, then I'll go. I will lead by example.
I'll say that was an action. Do you have a bonus action?
No, because I don't think I get my key points till I'm level 2.
Okay, that is Beans' turn. Morrigan.
I like to imagine that Beans says, I'll lead by example. And then it's just standing there.
Yeah.
He's got his claws out. So as Beans says, I will lead by example, Morrigan takes out 2 daggers and just throws them at 2 of the 2 guys closest.
Okay, make attack rolls.
You can take a 16 or a 15.
What? I think you can only throw 1.
Yeah, because I have 2 arms. I have one of my bonus.
I have 2 arms. We'll double check that, but
it's
sure.
Bonus action to weapon fighting.
Okay, we'll count it. I'll look into the rules later. Okay, 15 and a 16?
Yeah.
Okay, that's going to hit. Do your damage.
Score!
It's 5 and 7.
That is good. Good example.
You see one of the people who's in the bar who you convinced was like, yeah.
You look like you have some frustration to get out.
He looks around and goes, points at himself. Me?
Yes. Meow. I mean, sorry.
You're
yes.
Very confusing little cat.
Yes.
Okay, that's going to be one of the barbarians' turns. He's going to take a swing at Esther, who did the most damage to him. It's a 4. He misses. That's his whole turn. One of the other barbarians is going to go. He got a 19, and he's also going to swing at Esther. That is 6 points of damage.
Are you dead now?
No.
Are you squishy?
And now Sawyer.
I watch Esta take that hit, and I'm going to cast Pep Talk, which is just healing word. Okay. So you get 1d4 plus 3. And I'm like, hey, don't let him knock you down like that. You get right back up.
You get back on the field and you hustle, okay? And then I'm also going to reach my hand behind my back, pull out the sword handle that's been sitting kind of behind my shoulder. When I draw it, instead of having the appearance of a normal greatsword, the blade of it is a baseball bat or an arcano ball bat. Yeah. Sawyer's gonna swing it behind her shoulder, just like a player at bat, and she's gonna slam it into the guy that hit her.
Nice.
Wow.
Okay. Roll to hit.
Oh, that's gonna be a 15 to hit.
That hits.
They just take half damage.
Rage.
Also,
why would you ask?
Episode one.
Stop.
I gotta whop these guys.
Hey, stop.
Okay,
talking about things
for
you should do.
12 points of damage. So she's gonna swing the bat.
God damn!
And slam it into his gut.
You totally knock him down, almost like not all the way, but like you fucking crack his skull, and he is looking very bloodied.
See, another good example.
Is that your turn?
Yes.
Okay, Esta.
Did you heal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That as well. What crazy sword you have there.
Thanks. I made it myself.
I'm going to use the cantrip.
Yes, I can see.
Firebolt. And I'm going to take down the guy that Lily was hitting.
Yeah.
Was looking rough. So I'm just going to hit him. I'm going to hit him with Firebolt.
I'll put one.
24.
Yeah, that hits. Believe it or not.
8 damage.
You blast that guy away. How do you do it?
I'm just sort of like, reaching my hands out, and this one hand just sort of becomes engulfed in electrical energy, and I release it at this guy's face.
Hell yeah. You get the sense that these guys were going to kill y'all. Do you want to kill this guy?
Yeah.
Okay. How does he die?
He dies barking and convulsing electrical energy.
Oh, shit.
First
flailing
school,
on the floor.
God.
Flailing on the floor.
Okay.
Your first
he's
day.
It's like he's been tased, you know?
To death.
Okay. Yeah. That with that horrifying death. Beans, it's now your turn.
Am I allowed to also roll intimidation with that?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll say you
okay.
Roll.
Because I want to...
That's kind of like their leader that just died.
Yeah. I mean, it was horrifying.
Yeah.
And I want to,
Give me
by doing it, I want to intimidate the other two guys.
Give me intimidation with advantage.
Okay. 18.
18. Okay. You guys... You see these two guys piss themselves. And they're like, well, we got to get out of here. Whole new voice for them. And then they start running back. And then one of them reaches for the bag. And then he just looks at you guys and
drop
holds the sword.
It.
He looks at all of you. What is he gonna say, Beans?
Beans is gonna look at them and be like, "If you want to make it out of here alive and not frilly fried like your little friend over there, I'd put bag down and then I'd get out of here."
The guy drops the bag and then they run out of the tavern. And
Beans gives a little wave.
I say, "Wow, the first day of school has been shocking to say the least."
You guys,
is that a joke?
You could say that.
You guys have defeated these barbarians, and the whole tavern is like, hooray!
Okay, nobody else got their chance to jump in, but next time, everyone.
We couldn't have done it without the fans. We love you guys.
Woo!
Morgan's spinning in a circle with her hands raised above her hair. so excited.
The dragonborn brings y'all over some food, and there's just a bag on the floor now.
Oh, yeah. We should probably help out the lump in there.
Yes. Beans opens bag.
Okay. You, after you take your little scimitar or a claw and you shink open the bag.
Hello, lump.
And out of this bag, you see this small fish-like mixed with a shark little boy. He's got this kind of blue on the outside, and his underbelly and underneath his arms is white, and he's like, "Oh, hello." And with that, we will end the first episode.
That was good.
Second little guy of the day collected.
We are collecting these shits like Pokemon. Little guy.
Another little guy.
He said, "What if that had been me in that bag?"
Beans, that could have been you. No.
One day I will be in bag. We all know.
So yeah, y'all have this little fish guy with y'all, at least, and you guys got to figure out what to do with him.
It's better than I could have imagined.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Gals and Goblins. Rate the podcast on whatever it is, Spotify, Apple Music. I don't know what we're going to put this
on. I'm rating this a 3 out of 10, if you're
asking
me.
Okay. If you do that, then I'm not going to read your review, because if you give us a 5 stars, then I'm going to read the review at the end of the podcast.
Oh, and then I'm going to read it too, but in Beans's voice.
Okay, yeah. You can read it in Beans's voice. And then follow us on our Discord, or like join our Discord.
Instagram and TikTok.
And woohoo! Yeah, look at the description. Okay, and with that, see you.
To listen to the next exciting episode, you can click on the link in the description or search for Gals and Goblins wherever you get your podcasts. Or you can find more information at rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Hi, Alex here, founder and CEO of Rusty Quill Limited. In case you haven't heard, there is now a Magnus Archives novel. The Library of Jürgen Leitner is set in the world of the Magnus Archives and written by Nebula Award-winning author Premi Mohammed with our very own Jonathan Sims. The story follows Hugh, a university dropout desperate to find somewhere to belong, and his new job at an esoteric library. The books he must investigate for the enigmatic Jürgen Leitner are not normal, because the library is not a vault, sealed and silent, but a hive, alive, buzzing, and ready to sting. The Library of Jürgen Leitner releases October 27th, 2026, but you can pre-order it right now in the US and UK from your local bookshop or by using the link in the episode description. If you live outside of the UK or US, you may be able to make an international order for this first publication, but it depends on individual retailers' shipping policies.